winning brother and sister.
我们很高兴再一次相聚，来在星期天，我们来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
They're happy that we can get together to worship the Lord on the Sunday morning.
今天我们继续来学习加拉太书。
Today we're going to continue to study the Galatians.
那这一次的加拉太书，我们将会分两次来探讨基督徒的自由。
And this time we're going to divide it to two parts to discuss the freedom in Christ.
我们是最喜欢自由的这个词。
Everyone liked the word freedom.
让诗歌如赐自由的灵。
And just like the hymns that give the free spirit.
还有像奇异恩典等等这些诗歌。
Like amazing grace, etc.
那这些诗歌呢都是非常脍炙人口的。
And those of the hymns are very popular.
那么谁愿意做奴仆而不得自由呢？
Who want to be a slave without the freedom?
我们每个人都向往一个自由自在的生活。
Everyone yearns for a life of freedom.
但是基督徒的自由到底是什么呢？
But what's exactly the freedom for Christians?
为什么很多的时候我们感受不到那种自由？
But why sometimes we do not feel that freedom?
反而觉得压力重重。
And rather we feel a lot of pressure.
今天早上我们在一起相聚的时候，你是感到自由释放呢，还是身负重担，黑云压城，城欲摧呢？
You feel the freedom and relief this morning, or do you feel carry a heavy load of burden with a black cloud over the city and the city is going to be destroyed?
那大家知道在1865年是美国正式废除了这个奴隶的制度。
So we know that United States officially abolished slavery in 1865.
那么特别是在美国的南方，那很多的黑人的奴隶呢都获得了自由。
Especially in the South region that many slaves were free.
但是当这个废奴的法令生效之后呢，很长的一段时间内。
And even though the law has been abolished, but for many, many years.
那么很多的奴隶啊，他的生活跟以前还是一样。
And the many lives of the slaves, the life are remaining the same.
他们已经是自由的人了，但是他们没有办法去到别的地方去。
And even though they were free in identity, but they were still not free to go other places.
所以他们还生活在以前的庄园里，还做以前同样的事情。
So they were living the same farm and doing the same thing.
因为没有这样的机会，他们也没有这样的能力去开始一个新的生活。
So they did not have the opportunity and the abilities to start a new life.
其实直到现代社会啊，也是依然如此。
And even though nowadays still the same.
那么一些弱势的群体，因为缺乏这个知识、机会或者是技巧的话
，And so disadvantaged group lack knowledge, opportunity, and skill.
很多人依然生活在贫困之中。
And many people still living in poverty.
虽然有自由的身份，但是却没有自由的生活。
Although there's a free identity, but there isn't a free life.
那么我在神学院读书的时候，有一个同学，他是专门在南方做一些个这个福音的事工哈。
When I was in Sunday school, that a friend, a classmate of mine was doing the ministry in the South area.
他说他所服侍的那个地区呢，很多的人都在那个地方一代一代这样的生存。
And the area he was ministered that, he said the people live the same condition generation after generation.
那个地方没有什么资源。
And there's no resources.
那个地方也没有什么工业。
And there's no industrial world.
也没有什么其他的谋生的机会。
As no opportunity to have a job.
人们非常的贫困。
And they were very, very poor.
但是他们没有能力离开那个地方。
But they had no ability to even move out of the area. And there are so many people even without a car.
所以, 其实你看这种生活的情况也是很多的时候我们基督徒生活的一个写照。
And it also, in fact, this is also true portrayal of the Christian life.
我们知道我们基督徒呢在基督里面我们有自由的身份。
So in Christ, we already have a freedom, identity of freedom in Christ.
但是未必我们都能够品尝到那个自由的滋味。
Or we might not necessarily to taste the freedom.
那就是因为我没有能力呢, 还是因为我没有这样的愿望?
Is that because of the inability or because there is no such desire?
这个统计数据啊, 反反复复地显示这样一个事实。
And statistics show some of the facts.
就是基督徒的离婚率呢, 跟非基督徒的离婚率几乎是一样。
The divorce rate of Christians is almost the same as of non-Christians.
而曾经一向酗酒啊、毒品啊、电子游戏啊、黄色网络啊、以及婚姻出轨等等这些事情。
And same thing as the indulging alcoholic, drugs, video games, pornography, and extramarital affair.
这些事情在基督徒当中也是屡见不鲜的。
And those are very common among Christians.
那别人有的烦恼，我们也有。
And other people have the problems we also have.
别人有的东西，我们也要。
And people who have a certain desire, a Christian want the same thing.
那别人身上的重担，我们也照样背负。
And others have a certain burdens we Christians also like to carry it.
那么除了周日我们参加教会，我们基督徒的生活，那么好像跟其他的人没有什么太大的区别。
Apart from attending church on Sunday, the life of Christian does not seem to be much different from others.
基督徒呢，应当展现出一个不一样的生命。
Christians should show a different life.
一个自由的生命，一个喜乐的生命。
A joyful life and a free life.
有的时候我们会这样，但是遗憾的是，很多的时候我们不但没有享受到这种自由，反而觉得做基督徒好累。
And regrettably, many times instead of enjoy the freedom in Christ, and sometimes we feel we are tired to being Christians.
因为我们作为基督徒对罪比信主之前是更加的敏感。
As a Christian, we're more sensitive to sin before we believe in the Lord.
但是面对罪的束缚和捆绑，有时候我们会觉得是无能为力。
But when we face the bondage of sin, we really feel powerless.
那么应当怎样摆脱这种缠累，而真正的去享受那种在基督里面的自由呢？
How can we get rid of this burden and truly enjoy the freedom in Christ?
这就是保罗在这段经文里所要提醒我们。
And this is where exactly Paul wants to remind us in this passage.
今天我们要看的这段经文就在加拉太书的第4章21节到31节。
So today we're going to study Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 to 31.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经加拉太书第4章21节到31节。
Your Bible, please turn, open your Bible and turn to Galatians chapter 4, 21 to 31.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
As you shall read in Chinese, I will read in English.
加拉太书第4章21节，你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？
Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?
因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是属女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by bondwoman, the other by a free woman.
然而，那属女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
But he who was of the bond woman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise.
这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于心乃生，生子为奴，乃是下嫁。
Which things are symbolic? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gave birth to bondage, which is Hagar.
那么这下甲二字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
But this Hagar is a Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children.
那么在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，它是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all.
第二十七节，因为经上记着，不怀孕、不生养的，你要欢乐；未曾经过惨淡的，你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的，比有丈夫的儿女更多。
What is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. And for those desolate has many more children than she who was a husband.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise.
当时呢，按着血气生的逼迫了呢，按着圣灵生的，现在也是一样。
But as he was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit. Even so, it is now.
然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和她的儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可以自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
Nevertheless,What does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman should not be heir with the son of the free woman.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
所以这一段经文呢，是加拉太书最难解释的一段经文。
Well, this passage probably the most difficult one in Galatians.
保罗在第四章里面呢，第三章、第四章就是讨论了这个应信称义的一些神学上的论证。
And so in chapters 3 and 4, Paul ended with the theological argument of justification by faith.
那在这段经文呢，等于是向第五章、第六章的生活应用去过渡。
And so it's a kind of this passage is a transition to the life application for chapter 5.
哇，特别注意，在这段经文里啊，儿子或者是儿女这个词出现了八次。
So pay attention, the son and children appear 8 times.
而且，这个出生也出现了七次。
And talk about birth 7 times.
所以可以见前面所讲的这个儿子的身份继续的在这一段经文里有延伸。
So we show that the concept of the identity of the Son of God discussed above continue to extend.
但是另外一个词呢，新的一个概念也出现了。
And then a new concept continue to appear.
就是自主这个词也出现了五次，成为一个新的亮点。
And so it talk about free 5 times. It became a bright focal point.
特别是第31节和第22节这两节经文呢是遥相呼应的。
So we pay attention 31 and 22, they echo each other.
那么22节讲到一个是使女生的儿子是为奴的，一个是自由妇人生的儿子乃是自主的。
And one top of one son was born from the bond woman, the other one by the free woman.
那31节给出的结论，我们就是自主妇人所生的儿女。
But in conclusion, the verse 31 talk about we were born free.
所以这确定的这段的主题是在基督里自由的身份。
really talk about is the born again as a free person in Christ.
所以保罗引用了亚伯拉罕的故事。
And Paul cited the story of Abraham.
以寓意的方式来诠释律法和福音的关系。
And try to interpret the relationship between the law and the gospel.
所以让我们先简单地回顾一下创世纪的记载。
And so let's go back to a brief return to Genesis.
那么亚伯拉罕受到上帝的指引是离开了家乡。
Abraham was guided by God and left his hometown.
那前往迦南这个地方就是现在这个巴勒斯坦的地区来定居。
So he settled in Canaan that's now Palestine.
那么当时上帝应许亚伯拉罕说他的后裔将会成为大国。
At the time, God promised Abraham that his descendant would become a great nation.
而且人数是众多的。
And was a multitude of people.
但是亚伯拉罕的妻子萨拉呢，却一直不能生育。
However, Sarah, Abraham's wife, was barren.
那我们知道他们等待了很多年，还是没有。
And so they waited for many years, and they could not have a child.
于是夫妻两个想出一个锦囊妙计。
And so the couple actually came up with a clever plan.
所以亚伯拉罕就娶萨拉的使女夏甲为妾。
And Abraham married Sarah's maid, Hagar.
生了个儿子叫以实玛利。
And so they gave a birth to a son, Ishmael.
然而上帝却宣告说，哦，这个儿子不算。只有从萨拉生的那个儿子才能够继承我赐给你的那些应许。
But Abraham declared that the son Ishmael it did not really count as the promise that he only the one born from Sarah can inherit the promise he gave to Abraham.
果然在亚伯拉罕100岁的时候萨拉奇妙的怀孕生子。
And sure enough, when Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a child.
给他起名叫以撒。
And name was Isaac.
那这个故事的最后呢，是亚伯拉罕打发夏甲母子呢，就离开家里。
So finally, Abraham sent Hagar, the mother and son Ishmael away.
那么在他去世之后，把他所有的产业都留给了以撒。
After passed away, he left all the inheritance to Isaac.
因为这个是蒙应许的后裔。
Because this is the descendant of the promise.
对这个保罗使用寓意来解释这个故事哈。
So Paul really used the story to explain.
并非是贬低夏甲。
Not to belittle Hagar.
那么夏甲其实他的在创世纪当中其实还是一个蛮正面的人物。
And in the Genesis, Hagar was a pretty positive person.
这里只是借用她的身份而已。
And but here, when we talk about using her identity,
以实玛利也是依然得到了上帝的祝福。
Ishmael still received God's blessing.
这是他不能继承上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许。
However, he cannot inherit God's promise to Abraham.
那么这里呢我们看到哈这个保罗呢采用多点比较的方式。
So now we can see Paul use a multi-point comparison.
那么来利用这个故事解释他所要造成加拉太人的一个真理。
And so use the story to teach a truth.
那么这里面呢保罗列出了七个方面。
And there's a seven areas listed.
我们可以看到这七个方面是不同的比较哈。
And there's areas of their comparison.
那么这个概念呢就是讲一个是为奴的是凭血气。
And what is talk about is one was a slave was coming from the flesh.
那么另外一个呢是自主的是蒙应许。
When the other one was free, it was coming from the promise.
所以这个比较呢，讲到说两个儿子。
And the comparison talked about two sons.
那一个是以实玛利，另外一个是以撒。
One is Ishmael, the other one is Isaac.
两个母亲，一个是夏甲，一个是撒拉。
were two mothers. One is Hagar, the other one is Sarah.
那么两个圣城，一个是耶路撒冷，在当时的耶路撒冷，另外一个是天上的耶路撒冷。
And two Jerusalem, one is Jerusalem at that time, then the other one is Jerusalem in heaven.
当然，这两个不同的群体呢，是指的是律法主义者跟基督徒。
And talk about two different groups. One is under the law, and the other one is the Christians.
因为强调两个，两者之间的互动，哈。
And they also talk about interaction between those two.
所以这里讲到说，这个以实玛利来取笑以撒，用这个来比喻说这个律法主义者，那么他们在迫害基督徒。
And talk about Ishmael making fun of Isaac. Here is actually just Galatians using the legalists try to tease, make fun of our Christians.
所以这里面的回应呢，就是在第三十节哈。
So the response is in verse 30.
那么就像当初亚伯拉罕遣散夏甲母子一样哈。
And so let's cast out the bond woman and her son.
那么这里保罗是来告诉加拉太人，他们应该把这个律法主义者赶出这个教会。
And so Paul is teaching the Christian in Galatian church that need to get rid of the legalists in the church.
所以这样看来，保罗在这里面用不同的这种比喻。那这个比喻的中心呢，就是在这个第27节啊。
And there's a lot of examples set up here. The main point is in verse 27.
那就是保罗这里引用以赛亚书的51章4节来宣告上帝奇妙的救赎。
And talk about the, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 4, the God's salvation.
那么就成为前三个比较跟后三个比较的分水岭。
And so that is the main separation from the first four and the next three.
律法看守之下的以色列呢，就好比那个为奴的。
And so the Israel under the guard of the Lord is like a slave.
那么经受福音的基督徒呢，就好比是自主的。
A Christian who has accepted the gospel is like a free.
那么基督徒呢，是蒙应许的，是按着圣灵所生的。
And Christian promise born according to the Holy Spirit.
那么将来必要承受上帝的产业。
And one day will inherit the inheritance of God in the future.
所以这里保罗是借用这个比喻，告诉我们基督徒已经拥有这个自由的身份了。
And so this comparison is telling the Christian, you already have identity, you are already free in Christ.
那么罪在基督徒的身上已经没有权柄。
And so the sin is no longer have authority in Christians.
所以我们依靠着圣灵的能力，完全可以改变我们的生命。
And so we can completely change our life by relying on the power of Holy Spirit.
那基督徒的自由是什么样子的？
And so what is the freedom of Christians?
基督徒的自由啊，不是随心所欲。
It's not what we want to do what we want.
基督徒的自由是不犯罪的自由。
And rather is a freedom not to sin.
所以新约时代，我们信徒不再生活在律法之下。
So in New Testament era, believers are no longer live under the law.
乃是在圣灵之下。
But rather under the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵在导演我们内心世界的更新。
And Holy Spirit directing the renewal of the inner world.
所以现今时代的圣灵是将律法刻在我们的心里面。
So in today's age, the Holy Spirit engraved the law on the tablet of the heart.
所以这就是新约的特征。
So this is the characteristic of the New Testament.
所以遵守诫命我们不需要勉强，也不需要伪装。
To obey the commandment without, we should not be reluctant or try to, fake.
那这就是基督徒的自由。
This is a true Christian freedom.
因为我们将来啊，要什么？要继承上帝给我们的产业。
Because in the future, we're going to inherit God's inheritance.
那么像我们现在这个样子的条件，我们没有办法去继承你的产业的。
If we are conditioned like this, we might not be able to inherit the inheritance.
那上帝无论给我们什么，我们都会很快败光的。
And whatever God gives to us, we're going to waste it.
那以前有一个年轻人呢，他是非常的优秀。
And there's one outstanding young man.
但是他只有三四十岁的年纪，他已经做到公司的高层的主管。
He's under 40, but he's already a CEO of the company.
而这不是一个小的公司啊。
And this is not just a small company.
都是很大的公司。
It's a very big company.
然后后来呢，有一个大的公司啊，就是这个美国的500强公司的一个大公司在招聘这个 CEO 啊。
And so there's a one company is in the top 500 trying to recruit the CEO.
那么他这个有幸呢，就在所有的候选人里面呢，就排在这个第一位的位置。
So he was the top number one candidates among the rest of it.
所以当这个公司请这个所有的董事会啊来跟他面试，他对他非常满意。
And they were extremely impressed by this young man.
所以啊，这个基本上就决定说，要把这个职位啊就要给他了。
So the company decided to offer the position to this young man.
那么早上谈完了之后的中午呢，他们就要到这个公司的这个食堂去吃饭。
So after a morning session, they were going to go to the company's cafeteria to have lunch.
那么吃饭的时候呢，他们这个年轻人呢就去买东西吃。
And so this young man went to buy some food.
他其他的这个人呢，有的人就离他不远，在他后面。
And some of the people were standing behind him.
那么当他拿了面包之后呢，他就把这个 butter 一些这个黄油啊，或者是这个。花生酱的巴子抹在他的这个面包上。
And so he picked a piece of bread, and he also picked some butter and the peanut butter to put on his bread.
但是呢，他把另外一个面包片呢放在这个面包片上，所以里边他抹的什么外面看不出来的。
So then he put another piece of bread on top of his bread, and so you couldn't tell what he put in between.
所以到了付钱的时候，那个付钱的一看，哦，两片面包。他只找他要两片面包的钱。
So actually, when he was ready to pay for it, so the cashier couldn't tell that he also added butter and the peanut butter between the bread. So he only charged him the two breads.
所以呢，其实这个只是几分钱、几毛钱的事情。
So those are the butter and the peanut butter only worth probably a few pennies.
但是呢，他已经习惯了做这件事情。
But this young man was very used to do those kind of things.
所以他根本就没有留意。
So he wasn't paying attention.
但是后面跟着排队的离他不远的几个人呢，其中一个董事会的成员就是看得清清楚楚。
But people who were behind him, one of them was interviewing him earlier that was really watching what he was doing.
所以当下午他们问完了午餐回到这个会议室里再进行讨论的时候，整个的气氛就不一样。
So after lunch, then when they had another meeting to discuss the issue, the atmosphere totally changed.
所以最后董事会决定不会把这个职位交给这样的人。
The committee has made a decision not to give this position to this young man.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们基督徒身上这些有些东西啊，只是一些习惯而已。
And there's a brother and sister, there's a lot of things that we do is become a habit.
这些习惯其实它对于我们身上没有权柄的。
And those habits should not have authority in us.
我们呢，完全可以改变。
We can totally change.
如果不改变的话，我们没法胜任将来神所交付我们的工作。
If we don't change, we cannot handle what God's going to give to us.
所以基督徒完全拥有在基督里的自由。
Christians have a complete freedom in Christ.
所以我们不应当继续过那种为奴的生活。
Do not continue to live a life of slavery.
那也不再成为罪的奴隶。
And we should not become a slave.
那刚才我们说了，基督徒的自由是什么呢？那是不犯罪的自由。
And so we talk about the freedom. What is the freedom? Is the freedom not to sin?
自由不是随己意而行，乃是要按照上帝的心意而行。
And so the freedom is not do whatever we want, but is do whatever God wants.
要做上帝要我们做的事情。
Do whatever God wants us to do.
任由圣灵的掌管。
And is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
并且来更新我们的生命。
Continue to renew our life.
有人可能问，我们确实能够做到这些吗？
And people may ask, can we really, is that really possible to do?
其实就像刚才我举的那个例子一样，我们只是那些的习惯而已。
And just like an example I mentioned earlier, very often those are the habits we have.
正像腓立比书四章十三节所表。
Like Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
我想保罗指的就是这方面的事情。
And so Paul just actually talk about this.
所以这样看来，基督徒的自由啊，是包括两个方面。
So the freedom of Christian including two aspects.
以一方面呢，我们是不再受罪的辖制。
And first, we are no longer being mastered by sin.
另外一个方面呢，我们要活出基督的样式。
And secondly, that we need to live the way of Christ.
今天我们先来思考这第一方面，我们怎么样不再受罪的辖制。
Today we're going to think about the first aspect, not to become mastered by sin.
当我们受到某种东西辖制的时候，就无法享受自由。
And so when we've been controlled by sin, we will no longer to enjoy the freedom.
就好比一个那个气球，热气球一样哈。
And it's almost like the hot air balloons.
我们说那热气球呢，在它上升之前呢，它要放上很多的沙袋，要把那个气球拉住，让它不要飘走。
And so now, before we start flying the hot air balloon, we need to put a lot of sandbag inside, and so the hot air balloon will not fly away.
然后我们要点上火，开始有这个热的空气。出来。
And when we start the flame, then we will still have the hot air.
但是这个时候，这个气球还是不能飞的。
And this time, the hot air balloon cannot fly.
我们必须要把那些沙袋一个一个的都解开。
We have to remove those sandbags.
对，把这个重担卸下之后，这个气球才可以飘得高高。
And once we unload the sandbags, and the hot air balloon will fly to the sky.
所以这就是我们的信徒的生活是一样的。
And that's the same thing as our Christian life.
我们的这个沙袋这个束缚的这个重担放下的越多，我们就会升得越高。
It's like the sandbag, the more we're willing to unload, and then we're going to enjoy more freedom.
而为什么我们不是不向往那个自由的生活？
And that very often is not we don't hear that kind of life.
但是就是没有办法放弃，也难以割舍。
And very often we just do not want to cut off or give certain things away.
我们要想真正获得这种自由的话，就要像保罗在第二章所说的那样。
And if we really truly want to enjoy this kind of freedom, then we need to, like what Paul says in the chapter 2.
那就是向律法而死，向基督而活。
The, like the law, die to the law that I might live to God.
倘若生命中的旧我不死，我们就无法享受基督里的自由。
See, if the old self does not die, we cannot enjoy the freedom in Christ.
如果骄傲的心不死，谦卑不会与我们为伍。
If the prideful heart does not die, humility will not be with us.
如果虚荣的心不死，虔诚不会与我们为伴。
If the vanity heart does not die, the piety will not be with us.
如果抱怨的心不死，感恩就不知从何处而生。
If the complaining heart does not die, gratitude will not be born.
如果幸灾乐祸的心不死，怜悯就不知从何而来。
If the heart of gloating does not die, compassion will not grow.
如果嫉妒的心不死，爱人不过就是昙花一现。
If the heart of jealousy does not die, the love of others only a flash in the past.
如果贪财的心不死，爱神就不能够完成。
If the heart of greed does not die, love of God cannot be perfected.
所以以此类推啊，我们要想获得基督里的自由，必须要致死我们身上的这些顽疾。
So by those analogies, in order to have the freedom in Christ, there's a stubborn illness that must be put to death.
而有人说这个说起来容易，这个是很容易做到的事情吗？
And so also it's easy for you to say, but is that easy to do?
其实摆脱这些捆绑跟束缚并非难事。
But it is not that difficult to get rid of this bondage.
因为基督已经赐给了我们权柄啊。
Because Christ already gives us the authority to overcome it.
我们完全可以胜过这一切的束缚。
We can't overcome.
很多的时候啊，只不过我们常常用是一种叫过失管控的方法来处理问题。
However, usually we like to use this called sin management to deal with the issues.
而不是致死那个老我。
But not put ourselves to death.
所以我们有各种各样的借口来拒绝改变。
We have all types of excuses to refuse the change.
我们会说，哎，这也不是什么大问题嘛，是不是？
And we often will say, this is not a big deal.
我就是有时爱发发脾气而已啊。
Sometimes I just, you know, get angry.
人无完人，金无足赤嘛。
And just like no one is perfect and no goal is pure.
其实大家每一个人都一样啊，每个人都有这样的问题。
We are all the same, we all have those same issues.
或者有人就会更生气一点，说我就是这样子。
And some people will even get angry, say, this is the way I am.
我都这把年纪了，我改不了了。
I'm not going to change at my age.
为什么要我改呢？要改要他改。
Why should I change? You need to change.
其实我们，当我们听到这些在我们心里面的声音，我们的这些声音不是从圣灵而来。Okay.
When we hear those voices talking, we know this is not coming from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们暂时是管控我们身上的这些东西。
And those are what we call the sin management.
或者我们是暂时的把它隐藏起来，不要让别人看到。
And we temporarily just hit those issues without other people seeing it.
至少在公开的场合，我们不让大家知道我们的一些事情。
And so at least in the public, we do not want to reveal those things.
就这种管控的方法在现代社会是非常流行的。
And so this is very common in the nowadays.
大家一定听说过现在流行的一些名词叫什么正能量，对不对？
And so very often you'll hear the thing is the positive energy.
或者叫是正面思维。
Positive thinking.
这种思潮其实在教会里面也是成为一种潮流哈。
And this become a trend in the church as well.
所以大家是你好我好他好大家都好。
And so this you good, I'm good, everybody's good.
有了问题和冲突我们就按摩一下敷衍了事过去。
And if there's a problem or conflict, we just massage it and get it over with.
其实很多的问题出现是我们身上的罪反映出来的问题。
And very often the problem is coming from the sin.
我们不对付这些东西，这些东西还会继续在我们身上去发动。
If we do not deal with it, it's going to come back again.
当我们放弃了这种深层的思考的时候，
When we give up those deep thinking,
教会就成了那个属灵的按摩店。
And the church become a spiritual massage shop.
所以这就好比这个衣服破了，我们用补丁给它补上哈。
It's just like the clothes that are torn, and we just sew with a patch.
我们身体里哪些疼痛的，就用膏药把它贴上。
and we put a bandage over a wound.
这不能解决根本的问题
啊。It cannot solve the basic, fundamental problem.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们，在基督里应该脱下那个破烂的旧衣啊。
So in the Bible tells us we need to get rid of those tattered old clothes.
这个破烂的旧衣怎么补是越补越破的啊。
And you can't really sew those tattered clothes because it become it will torn more.
我们应该穿戴基督给我们的新衣啊。
We need to put on the new clothes that are given by the by Christ.
因为我们身体哪里有疼痛，我们要找出哎，这个疼痛的原因到底在哪里
？There is the pain in our body. We need to find out the cause of the pain.
而不是敷衍了事。
And it's just rather just get it over with.
这才是正本清源。
And this is the correct way to do it.
所以感谢主，我们现在教会成立若干的小组啊。
We thank the Lord that our church has many small groups.
那么这些小组里就帮助我们教会弟兄姐妹之间有很好的一个互动。
And those small groups helps our church to have a lot of interactions.
而且我们教会也计划推动门徒训练啊。
And church is also has decided to have a disciple training.
这就是帮助我们预备我们成长的一些渠道。
And so those are the way to prepare us to grow.
让我们大家可以彼此分担我们的重担。
And so we can continue to share the burden with each other.
所以我们必须要致死那些我们身上的一些顽疾。
And so we need to put to death of the things, the stubborn illness that has bothered us.
所以靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ strengthening.
那么大家知道，在南加州的马鞍峰教会发展是非常快的，成为一个大型的教会啊。
And so we need the Southern California the church, Saddleback Church has grown very fast.
其实这个教会开始是就是从这个 Rick Warren 这个华里克牧师这个他们来。拓荒开的一个教会
And so it was the ministry that Rick Warren started.
但是他就是用福音用在非常实际的问题上来解决人的问题。
And he used very basic the evangelism to solve people's basic issues.
所以很多人来到教会是因为他有醉酒的问题。
And many people come to church because they are alcoholic.
他有这个性瘾的问题
，and they have a sex addiction。
那他有各种各样的问题，他们就经历这个福音的大能和医治。
And they have so all kind of problems that they experience the power of Holy Spirit。
所以教会就增长起来
，and church continue to grow。
所以今天我们借这个经文，我们一起来思考了这个基督徒的自由啊。
And so thanks to this passage, we continue to think about the freedom of a Christian.
所以基督徒的自由呢，不是属于自己的意愿，想做什么就做什么。
And the freedom of Christians not to do whatever we want.
我们看到基督徒的自由呢，是不犯罪的自由。
And the freedom of the freedom is not to sin.
那么在这一方面呢？其中包括两个方面的概念，第一个方面就是不再受罪的辖制。
The freedom of Christian includes two aspects. One is no longer be held hostage by sin.
那么这就是我们今天所谈论的。
This is what we talk about today.
那么下一次我们再来谈论第二方面，怎么样活出基督的样式。
The second part is what to live out the likeness of Christ.
那么这两个方面是相互依赖的。
And those two aspects are interdependent.
就好像是硬币的两个方面而已。
Like a two sides of a coin.
那么我们也提到说我们做基督徒要摆脱罪的辖制就一定要致死我们身上的一些顽疾。
And we talk about how we can put to death that our sin that we have to take care of the stubbornness of our illness.
而不是使用那种敷衍了事的这种过失管控的方法。
It's not like the sin management that just try to get over on the service.
以前呢有一对夫妻他们非常的恩爱。
And there's one couple, they love each other very much.
但是后来不幸呢这个丈夫去世。
Unfortunately, the husband passed away.
那这个妻子啊非常的舍不得。
And the wife was very sad.
所以她不舍得把她的丈夫给埋葬了。
And she was not able to bury her deceased husband.
所以她就把丈夫的尸体啊做成了木乃伊啊。
And she make her husband's body as a mummy.
那么她就把它放在这个客厅里面啊。
And she placed his body in the living room.
那么她每天还就依然看得见他。
So she could continue to see him.
因为她非常爱她的丈夫，她也知道她丈夫挺爱她的。
And she loved her husband very much, and she knew he loves her very much as well.
不过后来呢有一次他就一次计划去欧洲去旅行。
And one time she planned to go to have a vacation in Europe.
那他在欧洲呢逗留了相当长的一段时间。
Spent a lot of time in Europe.
在那里啊他遇到了另外一个人，他跟他两个人就相爱。
She met a person and she fell in love with that person.
于是那个新的丈夫呢，他对他们两个就这个新的，对他们俩就决定结婚了，他就有一个新的丈夫。
And so they decide to get married, and then she has a new husband.
于是这个新的丈夫呢，就陪着她一起回到美国，回到她的家里面。
And the person she just met, her new husband, went back to the United States with her.
那这个她的丈夫一进门一看到，这个门，这怎么有一个人呢？客厅里面。
And the husband was pretty surprised. And there's a man, the body inside the house.
所以他赶快给这个新的丈夫解释，他说：“这是我以前的丈夫啊，旧。”
And so the wife said, "This was my deceased husband."
所以你说这个新的丈夫到来，他第一件做的事情是什么？
So what would this new husband do the first thing?
马上到他们的后院挖了一个坑，把这个木乃伊就埋在坑里头。
And so the first thing he did was that immediately dig a hole and bury this mummy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们呢就好比是这个一个新婚的夫妇与基督结合一样。
And so,Dear brother and sister, we are just like this newlywed couple.
那么当我们有了耶稣基督的时候，
When we have Jesus Christ,
我们就与过去的事情就分隔了。
We need to be separate from the old.
应该毫不犹豫的就把它埋葬了。
Without any hesitancy, we need to bury the old.
当那些旧的自我又在我们身上来发现的时候，我们不应该说我就是这样子的。
And those old self continue to act in us, but we should not say, this is the way I am.
我们应该说，你不是已经死了吗？你怎么又活了呢？
And we should say, I thought you already dead, how come you're alive again?
应该致死我们身上的顽疾。
We should put all the stubbornness illness to death.
那么圣灵才能够在我们的身上掌管我们的生命。
And the Holy Spirit can continue to control our life.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵在我们心中工作。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the Holy Spirit working among us.
让我们知道说主，你将来必赐给我们那美好的产业。
We know that one day we're going to inherit the inheritance that you have promised to give to us.
让我们不但晓得说你已经赐给我们自由。
And we know that you say you already give us the freedom.
也真是让我们可以品尝到那自由的滋味。
And we can continue to taste freedom.
使那些个罪不在我们身上能有权柄。
And so the sin will no longer have no authority in us.
不再束缚我们。
Continue, we will not become a bondage.
使我们 能够活出基督的样式。
We can live like the way, like Christ.
主啊，在我们自己是不能。
And we know that we cannot do it by ourselves.
在你凡事都是可以的。
But in you that everything is possible.
因为在你没有难成的事情。
There is nothing is difficult for you.
我们将我们今天在座的每一位都仰望在你的手中。
We continue to put every one of us into your hands.
愿主你祝福我们的生命。
Continue to bless our life.
使我们在耶稣基督里的福气一样都不缺少。
So in Christ, we have all the spiritual blessings.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。阿门。
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.